I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Ron Ananian.
And I realize I'm off on a tear, but boy, this just frosts me, all right? The thing that really amazes me is all the car manufacturers talk about extending the oil change interval, and then we're going to tell you that as a result, the oil's dirty and now you got to flush it. Hello?
No.
The Car Doctor.
It amazes me how they think that people that buy new cars are morons. You buy a new vehicle, it's got 15,000 miles on it, you're following the manufacturer-recommended maintenance schedule, and then they try selling you something you don't need because it's dirty. Well, in my mind, if you follow the manufacturer-recommended schedule and it's dirty, isn't that their problem?
Welcome to the radio home of Ron Ananian, The Car Doctor. Since 1991, this is where car owners the world over turn to for their definitive opinion on automotive repair. If your mechanic's giving you a busy signal, pick up the phone and call in. The garage doors are open.
But I am here to take your calls at 855-560-9900.
And now,
hello!
Here's Ronnie.
Did you hear the one about the Honda no-start story? Of course you didn't. I haven't told it to you yet. Hello and welcome. Ron Ananian and the Car Doctor here at 855-560-9900. Here to take your calls and answer your questions, whatever you've got going on across this great country of ours. If you're out there driving on a road in an automobile, truck, or anything with an engine and four wheels, maybe even two wheels, we could get into those questions once in a while. I'm here to help. Every once in a while, a car wanders into the shop that really defies a great deal of the effort, and everyone makes that effort in a lot of repair shops across this country to repair it. It's one of those cars that fights you every step of the way. And because of that, boy, the steps seem to repair it get longer and they cost more. And usually one of those steps involves parts. Tuesday this past week, we were really rolling along into a reasonably busy week. It was a full shop. It was a good mix. It was, you know, as we like to think, we had some good work. We had some regular maintenance. We had a little bit of drivability problems. And everything was scheduled and parts were showing up. And you're just all smiling and happy and like all, yay. Then this 1999 Honda Accord sort of fell out of the sky from nowhere. A regular customer, and we try never to disappoint our customers. We try to do everything we can to make them happy because that's why you're in business. You're there to continue to fix cars and make people happy so they come back so you can continue to be in business. It's a cycle. The customer complaint was that the vehicle had to be jump-started, like a dead battery, Kathy said. But it wasn't. I went out there after it had sat a half hour, 45 minutes after she checked in and went off to work, and it started. Well, the first rule of diagnosis. Diagnose, diagnose, diagnose. Does it do it? Can you duplicate the problem? In this case, no. The battery tested fine. The alternator charged fine. The starter draw for current amp was fine. And then it happened. The week sort of went, well, let's just say things got a little hot. It became a repair problem, and like anything I was expecting, it went into a crank no-start condition. We know the difference, right? You know the difference. One is you turn the key and the engine makes that noise, and it doesn't start. And the other is you turn the key and maybe you'll get dash lights and a click and nothing happens. When it went into this crank no start, the engine turned over at normal speeds. And right away, what do you go for? Come on, everybody out there is a regular listener knows. We're going to look for spark, fuel, and fuel pressure, right? The basics. Had no spark, had no injector pulse. Fuel pressure was good. But the giveaway on the diagnosis when the no start occurred, because I turned it off, thought about it, and said, gee, is this the same car? Went to start it, and bang, it fired right off. And I'm sitting there, I'm going, oh. When it went into the no start, and after getting into the rhythm of the car a little bit, I noticed that no spark, no injector pulse, fuel pressure was good, but the check engine light didn't come on. There was no check engine light on the dashboard. Huh, look at that. So what's not waking up? What's not doing what it's supposed to do? Every time it didn't come on. Every time. And you start to go back in your mind, gee, I think I've seen this before, but where? And you start to recount some things. And from memory, when it went into that no spark, no injector pulse, no check engine light scenario, I smacked the top left side of the dashboard. Car started. Like bang. Like every time. It was one of two things. The first, which I didn't think was, the dashboard was bad. Because I've never seen a dashboard not start a car or cause a no-start scenario. I said, you know what? Maybe I shouldn't go there. It was something underneath it, and I'd bet on that. Now, also as part of experience, and this is where that experience thing comes in that you and I talk about, when what happens when the gray heads, the older technicians, retire, what's gonna fill that gap. As part of the experience in that particular spot, I knew that's exactly where the main fuel system relay was, a part that failed regularly on this generation Honda. There was a couple of complications, though, because unfortunately I peeked under the dashboard, and where there's supposed to be an empty void just with one main wiring harness leading up to ignition switch, somebody that thought they were installing an alarm system, I mean, it was a rat's nest. It was miles and miles of miles and miles of wire. It was just unbelievable. And crimp connects and butt connects that were half broken and electrical tape that wasn't, and it was ugly. All right. So, you know, I had to try and look beyond the hacked and the sloppy crimps, and I had to look beyond a lot of things until I got to the main relay, which was just where I thought, up on the left side of the dash, up under on a clip, pulled it down, car went into a crank, no start condition. Got out my little 2-ounce diagnostic hammer. I'm going to take a picture of that and put it up on Facebook. Maybe I'll do that this week if I remember that when I get back to the shop on Monday. You know, little 2-ounce diagnostic hammer, as I call it. Gave it a little, and relay clicked. Car started right up. Needs a relay. Now, the bottom line becomes, regardless of how it looks from the outside of the repair, you've got to keep your head about you and diagnose till you're done. Because you've got to understand, I got the new relay, plugged it in, car started. Hey, that's pretty good. Turned it again, car started. Hey, look at this, 2 for 2. And you know what's coming. Turned it again, the car started and died. Huh, look at that. Sat there and thought about it for a minute. Went back through the scenario again. Started the first time, started the second time, wouldn't start the third time. Took the old relay, which I knew would at least start the car or not start the car on a consistent basis. Plugged it in, the car started every time. Hey, what do you know about that? we had a bad new part, and regular listeners know what new means, right? Never ever worked. And yeah, once again, it proves true. New does not mean good. And this was a brand new relay from Honda in a Honda bag with a Honda part on it. It doesn't matter where it comes from. Junk is junk, and sometimes you just get junk. Put a new relay, another relay in it, and I'm happy to report that little Honda is down the road and fixed. Also, I did take out the wiring harness and put the car back to no anti-theft, no alarm system, no remote start. And I get that, you know, we're disappointed we lose the remote start, but the alarm system was really so hacked and so badly wired. You know, the customer actually said to me, "Gee, I'm glad you took that out, because we were having dinner in the house one night about 3-4 weeks ago. And we were having dinner at the table. The kitchen door was open and we heard somebody start the car. And we went out there and there was nobody in it. The car was trying to start itself." That's how bad the wiring harness was poorly connected, and the components were incorrect. And what a mess. So, you know, nothing like doing a good job after you have to undo the bad one. Hello and welcome. Ron and Annie and the Car Doctor here at your command, here to help you at 855-560-9900. This is Ron and Annie and the Car Doctor, the one and only original Ananian, A-N-A-N-I-A-N. Keep those cards and letters coming, folks. The Car Doctor hotline is 24-7, 855-560-9900. And remember, if we're not here live on air Saturday afternoon, 2 to 4, you give us a call during the week. Fast Harry, fastharry.com. Fast Harry's out today, and we send him our thoughts. He's feeling a little under the weather. We wish everybody to send Harry some good thoughts and wishes for getting better. He's on the mend. We just didn't want to bring him in today and have us get sick, because he can hardly talk. And we thought, well, by next week I would be sick. And sound is probably pretty important on radio, because if not, you know what it would sound like next week? That would be the extent of it. So we just thought, you know, it would just be kind of important to do that, just to give you an idea of what could happen in radio. I learned that a long time ago. Sound is very important in the world of radio. So we're going to be talking about next week on The Car Doctor, just so everybody knows about it. And I got to mention this a couple of times this hour and next. There's 2 hours today yet, like there always is. If you're just catching us at the beginning of the hour, you know that there's another hour after this. Next week on The Car Doctor, we're going to be breaking open the gift closet, giving away a $50 gift card from the folks at AutoZone. AutoZone is putting up a gift card. And I want to mention, as in conversation with them, part of their concern and our concern as well, we talk about brake repair and the way brake work is done. Not enough brake hardware is being purchased. So you can do what you want with that $50 gift card if you win it next week. But we'd like you to consider repurchasing brake hardware with it, to make sure that your brake job, front brakes, back brakes, whatever you're doing, goes back together with fresh hardware, because hardware, brake hardware, is what really makes a brake job proper and safe. So just keep that in mind. 855-560-9900. I'm Ron Ananey and the Car Doctor. Find me at ron@cardoctorshow.com. And find me right here when I get back. Don't go away.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world, in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and everybody. It's spring, and with the weather changing and so many great things coming up like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, I definitely need a fresh spring wardrobe for every occasion. This spring, I'm looking for that perfect flowy spring dress for Mother's Day, as well as replacing my everyday basics. That's what I love about JCPenney. They have so many stylish and comfortable options that I always find just what I'm looking for there. Spring is a feel-good season and comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. The fashion at JCPenney is the same way. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with styles that gets you, something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes, and Stafford and Mutual Weave for him, style and comfort for all, even big and tall. Plus even more for the whole family like Levi's and Exertion. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.
Hey, welcome back. Ron and Annie and the Car Doctor. Glad to be here with you this hour, this part of the weekend, as we always are. Let's get over to Terry from Springfield, Vermont, and talk about his 2006 Chevy pick'em up truck. Terry, welcome to the Car Doctor. How can I help you, sir? Terry, are you there?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Hey, there you go. So a little bit of sticky-itis, on the board.
Yes, sir. How are you doing today?
Good. I'm doing good, man. I'm rocking and rolling. I'm ready to answer some car questions today. So what's going on?
Okay.
What can I do for you?
My 2500 HD, I'm having a problem with my ignition key. I put the key in, I go from to start to you know, it does not unlock.
Okay. Well, when you say it doesn't unlock, Terry, what you put the key in and the lock tumbler doesn't turn?
Correct.
Okay. Is the steering wheel cocked at an odd angle?
No.
So you could wiggle and jiggle the wheel a little bit and turn the key and nothing happens.
I can wiggle and jiggle the steering wheel, and I wiggle and jiggle the key, pull it out, turn it around, turn it over, put it back in, do the same thing, and it will not unlock until I play with it, and then it finally comes unlocked.
Okay.
And the truck will start. And it doesn't do this all the time. It's very intermittent.
How many miles are on the truck?
125.
All right. What does the key look like?
It happens with both keys. That's the problem. Both keys, both sides.
Okay. Are they both good, clear cut keys? And you know, in the sense, good definition, no wear pattern.
That's a gray area. Because one of them I use every day, and the other one's my wife's key, which she doesn't drive the truck every day.
Okay. Are they?
So one may have 100.
Are they both original keys that came with the truck? Okay.
Yeah.
So you know, there's one of three possibilities. And the fact that it happens with a worn key and a sharp key, as I like to call it, you know, it's got good definition to it, sort of eliminates the keys as a probable possible cause. Okay. You know, we're either dealing with something in the lock column itself is prohibiting the cylinder from turning, but there really isn't a lot there. It goes in, it rotates. If the tumblers line up, you know, you're done. It goes. So, you know, the only logical conclusion I can come to is it's the lock cylinder itself. But before you replace it and before we start wildly spraying any kind of lubricant on it, because there's electronics inside steering columns today, and you'd probably be all right. My suggestion is what I usually do is I will go get some liquid graphite. And I like the liquid. Powder graphite's okay if I can, you know, if the lock cylinder, if I could turn the truck on its side and drop it down inside the lock cylinder, that works great. But I can't, not unless you want to try, which is a whole other problem. You'll be calling about replacing the driver's side mirror. The liquid graphite, but I don't spray it in the lock cylinder. I very gently put a couple of drops of it on the key at the beginning. I'll put like two drops on the beginning, and I'll put a drop or two in the middle. And I'll insert the key, and I'll stroke it in a couple of times, and then I'll, you know, and I'm using the key to wipe the lubricant into the lock cylinder and get into the tumblers. It's a much cleaner, neater way of doing it. And it's almost impossible to hurt anything electronically. And at that point, if that doesn't do it, then you need a lock cylinder. The lock cylinder itself is just jamming up, and there's not much more you can do with it. So,
have you seen a lot of this?
Say that again?
Have you seen a lot of this? Because my brother and a friend of the road have the same era truck, and they have the same issue.
You know where I see it a lot? I see it a lot on trucks with construction crews. What do you do for a living, Terry?
I'm facilities maintenance. I drive them 9 miles one way every day.
Yeah. And the reason I say construction crews, landscapers, short trip vehicles, because you know what, you know the short trip guys, they get in, they turn the key, they go to the coffee store, they get out, they turn it off, they get their coffee, they get in. I mean, maybe you're not doing that, but you've still amassed a fair amount of miles in a 7-year, 8-year-old vehicle. So, you know, you've turned that key on and off a few times. You start thinking about 3-4 times a day, times how many days, times how many years. Yeah, it really depends on the condition. It depends on the vehicle. The other thing is that a singular key by itself on the key ring, or do you have multiple rings, multiple keys there?
One key and a key fob.
Okay. Yeah, and that's the way to do it. That's really the way to do it because of the weight. But I think you treat it the way we just talked about it, and you'll come to a conclusion, and you'll know what to do. It's either A is going to help, or B, it's going to be replaced the lock cylinder. Just keep in mind, if you replace the lock cylinder, that's something you're going to want to let a repair shop do, or a certified locksmith, because chances are there is an anti-theft system in this vehicle, and there's going to be some relearning that they're going to have to do in order to get it so it restarts again.
And we'll have the key to light for the doors.
Say that again? Yeah, right. And you want it, correct. And you want it key to like for the doors, because that absolutely drives me crazy. You know, I've got two keys for one vehicle, you know. So it costs you an extra $50. Guess what? Life's too short. At least you have something you like.
Exactly.
All right, Terry.
Okay, Ron. Thank you very much for answering the question. I love the show. Have a great day.
Thank you, Terry. I appreciate it. I'm glad to be here for you and everybody else in Vermont and all of our many affiliates. Hey, quick piece of email. Ron, love the show. No more auto repair shows in Boston, so I happened to find your show on TuneIn. Well, listen, we're glad to be there. We'll have to give that to the affiliate department. We can take over Boston, too, as the car doctor pushes everybody else out. My question, 2003 Chevy Trailblazer, just hit 80,000 miles. I've had it since new. Lately, when I come to a stop, my front brakes grunt. I hear it. I feel it. It's in the brake pedal. It can be heard outside the car. It sounds like the ABS is energizing. I've had both rotors, pads replaced, brake fluid flush. It didn't help. I pulled the ABS fuse, and the problem goes away, but my dash light up says service brakes. Think it might be speed sensors or question mark. Coming to us from Edward up there at the Dana-Farber Cancer Institute, Brookline Ave in Boston, Mass. Edward, I'll tell you what. What it sounds like you've got is you've got a false ABS event going on. ABS, the anti-lock computer, can't physically see how fast the wheels are turning, so it relies on the signal from the sensors. What this generation vehicle had a bad habit of was a rust buildup around the sensor in the tone ring, changing the gap, which would affect the signal. Also, the sensor itself or the wheel bearing itself could be bad. So have your mechanic take a look at and diagnose the two front wheel speed sensors, bearings, etc. And I think he'll come to the answer from there. I'm Ron Ananian and the Car Doctor. We're coming back right after this. Don't go away.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere. This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.